This would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Air Cleaning Plants Number 1 in 3, 2, 1. For over a decade, I've talked about plants cleaning our air in offices and homes. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More in a moment. 3, 2, 1. It all began with some research in the U.S., originally sponsored by NASA, that yielded three plants, the common pothos, or Scindapsus, spider plant, Chlorophytum, and the Chinese evergreen, Aglaonemia. And they were found to filter chemicals often present at unhealthy levels in indoor environments. In the late 1980s, the work was considerably expanded, and more detail on that here at another time. Ontario has been in the forefront of part of this research for several years. At various public shows, Genetron Systems Incorporated has had excellent breathing plant displays. In 1995, the company completed installation of a breathing wall at the Canada Life Assurance Company building in Toronto. This wall, in a fully equipped meeting room, is presently testing the potential for natural ecosystems to improve indoor air quality. Genetron Systems has also made additional installations in other buildings more recently. The University of Guelph's involvement was first announced in March 1995. It centers around plant, gas, and water exchange studies in the Controlled Environment Research Complex in the university's new Bovey building. Late in 1995, two futuristic stainless steel chambers were bolted shut in a power switch thrown. The project is expected to make major contributions to recycling, energy and environmental control, and should further develop an extraterrestrial life support system. I'm Art Drysdale.